Mr. Boyer's on the horn. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. For you, why is this weekend, why is Memorial Day so special?
You know, it's a day we remember our fallen brothers and sisters, those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, and, you know, dates all the way back to the Civil War. And it's pretty special to be able to celebrate them, you know, and I think that's the most important thing to remember, not just for civilian community, but the veteran community. You know, it can be a hard day. Obviously, sometimes there's tears and all that, but which is totally understandable. But at the same time, we got to remember that, you know, we should be honoring these men and women with the way we live our lives and celebrating them on this day, and you know, doing something a little extra special in their honor.
So I want you to talk about the special thing that you're doing with Randy Couture with Jay Glazer.
Yeah, so MVP, which stands for Emerging Vets and Players, we're bringing together combat veterans and former professional athletes and helping them find purpose and service and community again once the uniform comes off. You know, the struggles that veterans and athletes have, obviously, on the field of play or battlefield are very different. But that loss of camaraderie and the loss of the locker room and the purpose, the mission, all those things are the same. And typically those careers end in, you know, your 20s and 30s, and there's a lot of life left to live, and it can be tough to find anything that fills that void, to feel like you'll ever do anything as important as you did before. And so that's really, you know, what we're all about. We're just providing that community. We get together every week. We train together in the gym, and then we talk about stuff that's going on. We build each other up. You know, we learn to be proud of our scars and kind of what we overcame, what we survived. But also understand that we are capable of doing pretty much anything we want moving forward. We just got to use that same driving force that was able to propel us, you know, on the field.
You know, Nate, I've worked with some folks in the past from the journalism side, talking to folks who have helped veterans in that transition from being in the service to trying to transition into career. And I was shocked at the difficulty that so many of them have had in terms of trying to move into the next phase in their career, not from anything of their own doing, but from trying to explain to people who might be looking to hire them and bring them into the workforce how the skills they have from being in the service translate into the workplace. And I was wondering if you might be able to detail, maybe educate people a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's different, you know, because every job's different. And obviously, depends on what you're doing, but we have so many transferable skills. First of all, almost any job requires some amount of working with a team, you know, working with other people with different viewpoints, different opinions. And I think military members are really adept at knowing their role and understanding, like, okay, at the end of the day, the mission, one of the main goals of this mission is to not let my teammates around, not let my teammates down around me, right? So, like, if, you know, if we're trying to get from A to B, what can I do to make everybody else successful, and obviously do the best job I can, but, like, while I'm, like, feeding into everyone else's success around me? You know, if that is paramount in mind, which it has to be in the military, that transfers over quite well to any workforce. But also just that willingness to sacrifice a lot of time and work, that work ethic, you know, be willing to outwork everybody and put in the hours and understanding that sometimes these skills take time to learn, and there's an education curve, and you just got to be patient with that. All those things are stuff that we've sort of had to grasp, you know, had to embrace to become successful in the military, no matter what your job was. Because you got in there, you got thrown into the fire sometimes, and, you know, it's a little bit scary, and you know, you feel like you'll never figure it out and you're lost in the sauce. And then, you know, one day you're teaching it and leading other men and women in that same job. So there's so many. I mean, there's endless number of skills, but I think that stuff, that adaptability, is one of the big ones.
The voice of Nate Boyer right here on Cofield and Company, former football player at Texas, former Seattle Seahawk, Army Green Beret. So what's the, not to put you on the spot, what's the neatest experience you've had over the years with the MVP program? I know it's only been a couple of years, but something that kind of, you know, blew you away, or you realize, hey, I'm really helping someone here.
Yeah, I mean, just to see, especially veterans, but even some of the athletes that have walked through our doors, that were pretty closed off, man. They pretty isolated. You know, they got away from the sport or from the military, and it was like they felt embarrassed. You know, embarrassed that I don't wear that uniform anymore. I'm not a part of that team anymore. And they come in because someone forced them to, or they were drugged there by somebody else, or kind of tricked into showing up. And then they work out with us, and then we sit around and we talk about our stuff. And it may be 2-3 months before they say anything. They're pretty quiet. You know, they're just kind of listening and feel like, I don't really have the right to say anything. I feel like maybe I don't quite fit in with this group. And the more they hear people speak up, and they hear how all over the map our issues are, and how everybody in that room kind of embraces their effed upness, as we like to call it.
Right.
You know, they understand, like, all right, you know, we're all a little bit broken. Every human being has got some form of post-traumatic stress or issue or struggle. You know, it's not all combat related, and it's not all identity related, like a lot of these guys in sports feel. It's just, that's the human issue. You know, we're all the same in that way. We have that in common with everybody. But what we have different is all those things I just spoke about that kind of apply to the workforce. You know, we've kind of been through the ringer. We did something at a very elite level, and there was a lot at stake, you know, and sometimes it's literally lives at stake, but sometimes it's just, you got thousands of people in the stands, millions of people watching you on TV, and you know, even though it's a game, what you do really does matter to a lot of people. And so, like, having all that and remembering who they were, and then to see them, you know, 3 months later, they start to kind of share their story and speak up. And then a few months after that, they're in the group as one of the coaches, kind of, you know, helping somebody else through something. Like, there's hundreds of stories like that. And that's the biggest thing there, is to see that growth in a pretty short time. Because it's just that recognition that I'm not alone. That's the biggest thing.
Right.
Once they understand, like, I belong here, I belong to something, I don't even want to isolate anymore. I want to be around these people. Then they start to find now what's my next passion? Like, now that I've got this tackled, like, what can I do next? What can I do to chase my dreams or help make the world a better place? That's the coolest part of it.
Yeah, and just to build on the comfort of having a conversation and opening up, sometimes, especially for dudes, you know, around your wife, your girlfriend, your family, your kids, like, those conversations are not easy. And you started the answer by mentioning, you know, people are embarrassed to open up. I'm sure that's, you know, the camaraderie and the comfort here is one of the big things that's offered. So guys will open up.
Right. Exactly. No, I mean, that's it. I mean, and that's the biggest thing for those of the group that have been there a long time, like, not just myself and some of the other, you know, vets that have been there for 3 years, but some of the ones that have just been there for a few months, and some of the athletes as well, to be vulnerable when you're in there and, like, open up, even if it's a little thing, you know, because you don't understand how much you might be sort of making somebody else feel comfortable that they need to talk about their stuff. And maybe they got something pretty big going on, pretty heavy, that's weighing on them, that they need to talk about, you know, and they've never got it off their chest before. So that's the key there. It's just that vulnerability and openness and understanding, like, it doesn't make you weak to share when you're struggling. It actually makes you stronger, because you're brave enough to admit things aren't so hot right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like sort of that narrative we're trying to flip, because it's always been, you know, in the military, they say suck it up and drive on, and, you know, in sports, it's like, you know, are you hurt or are you injured? You know what I mean? Like, what's up
right
here? Like, can you play? Can you play? And that's not always the healthiest way to deal with things. We need to get to that place where people feel confident going to, you know, a coach or someone in their chain of command and saying, like, I may look fine out there, but, like, I got some things going on. I need to talk to somebody about some stuff, you know. And for that to be an okay thing, like, you shouldn't like end the season for that person. It shouldn't pull them off a mission. It should just be like, this is normal, you know. This guy wants to talk about this, or this girl needs to share what's going on in her life, and we'll work through it together. And, you know, it's just normal human experience.
Let's close on a football point. Nate Boyer with us, played at Texas, played for the Seahawks. I want your reaction to the reaction and actually what Chris Long said yesterday about marijuana and the NFL.
Yeah, Chris is a good buddy of mine, man. You know, that's just, there's a lot of guys in the league that do it. And, you know, what I always want to you know, make sure people understand and sort of advocate for is this idea that it doesn't cure anything. It doesn't cure anything. It's a medication. It medicates. And so, like, there's a big push in the veteran community right now, the military community, that's like, oh, you know, it cures PTSD or it does this and that. And, you know, and it may help some people with symptoms. I get that totally. But without, in my opinion, without, you know, playing for something or fighting for something or having having some fulfilling purpose beyond any kind of medication, that needs to come first. That needs to be the strongest thing. And then, you know, after that, you know, you look at pain management for stuff, and I totally get it. I mean, it's I don't disagree with what he said about, like, it being a lot smarter choice than, you know, a fifth of booze or something like that, or even the opioid. You know, that's a huge problem in our country, and it's very addictive and harmful. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not personally in the same I don't necessarily fully agree with what he's, you know, with everybody just smoking weed all the time.
Right.
That's not really what he's saying either,
right.
I don't think. But, I mean, it's a large percentage of the players in the league that do that, you know, and a lot of them know when those drug tests are coming and are able to sort of avoid that. So I think it's a conversation that'll be had as things continue to develop in the, you know, throughout our country and whatnot. So we'll see.
The website is vetsandplayers.org. You can donate up there. You can find out more about this great organization founded by Jay Glazer and the guy on the phone right now, Nate Boyer. Nate, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Nate Boyer.